check. Jakey.
Jake.
Tiny Jake. Hey.
What?
Dude, I think he has me blocked, but fuck him.
You blocked? Well, there's only three. You want to go first? Hey, Miko, don't, like, so, wait, like, Miko.
Wait, hold on.
Chill, what the fuck is
check,
on?
Check. Mike,
everybody
check.
Working? Check.
Check.
Check. Aaron's gay. 1, 2, 3.
All right, man. Chill. Y'all ready?
Is it working? Are we working?
Yeah, we're on.
Let's get it.
We're live. So, everybody, welcome to Aaron C's After Party. I'm your host, the legend, Pointy Boy Aaron C. And, like, of course, I got Muzio over here. Muzio, tell him.
A.K.A.
the fucking Western Playland kid guy.
Famous motherfucker.
I'll eat my broccoli.
Yeah.
And we got Joey over here. We got little Chris over here. And, of course, the one and only, the legend himself.
Standing 4 foot tall.
Standing 5 feet, 5 inches tall. Weighing in at 110 pounds. Coming in with a record of 16 wins, 128 losses, and 11 draws. Coming from the city of Juarez, Mexico, Jacob.
Sa, Yaku, sa. We out here.
So how was your weekend?
Oh my god, dude. this weekend was super fun. I tried behaving. I behaved for the most part, but
what'd you guys do?
I fell off a balcony.
Oh, he really did.
What the fuck did you do? Dude, that was yesterday?
Yo, this is a real story. My guy, I think he tried committing suicide, but I saved him.
Uh-huh.
So
after Mecca gave me 25 shots of rums.
So
you're kidding.
Nope.
So damn, my guy. Chill.
So he was about to fall off a balcony, and I pulled his foot, and then I yelled at Chris. I was like, yo, I'm really not this strong.
You're like,
I was like, literally. I was like, yo, Chris.
Dude, when you see outside the neighbors outside the house looking like these two little tiny Mexicans.
Dude, honestly, yo, this is not a lie. I yelled, Chris. I said, yo, come help me. I'm swinging on this guy's leg. I can't pull him back over. Chris ran over. He helped me get this guy over.
Pull big Chris over.
What did you do?
Nothing.
Dude,
you didn't want
to. No, he was trying to pull down my pants. He was trying to pull down my pants.
Dude, I was literally. Dude, my only thought was, if I let go of this guy's leg, he's dead. Honestly, I texted his mom. I was like,
Muzio, bro.
Honestly, I texted his mom. I was like,
yo, how horny were you last night, though?
I was like, how much you want for this crib? Like, I'll let him go. I'm down.
You were like holding his leg. Hey, Muzio, remember the one time you didn't want to eat my ass?
Hey, Muzio.
You're dead to me, Muzio. Muzio's like this. Please, with his little dick hanging like this.
Oh, dude. She was so little. I couldn't even grab it to swing him over. I didn't know what to do with little Muzio, but.
How horny did you get last night?
Last night? Dude, the Packers fucking suck.
Oh, what the fuck happened, guy?
Aaron Jones.
Hey, but you were on the leash yesterday, huh?
Hey, Aaron Jones, shout out. I love you, Aaron Jones.
If you're tuning in right now.
In case you ever tune into this, yo, Aaron Jones, I love you.
Aaron Jones, I partied with him like maybe once or twice.
Dude, goddamn, Aaron Jones.
Dude, hey, he's getting all horny. Hey, bitch, calm down. He has his girlfriend pregnant right now.
Hard right now.
Straight up, you're the fucking man. But I really, honestly, boys, I really did have to behave because.
He was on a leash last night, huh?
I was on a little leash,
but.
He wouldn't even want to get up. I was like, yo, his mom was getting hornier than this guy, bro.
Oh, dude, how about my mom last night?
Your mom was out of control, guy.
My mom was like, shots, rums. Jaeger bombs.
Yo, and I was like, don't worry, everything else.
Your mom was so lit, she came up to me and said, Aaron.
No. Okay, I hope this is on the record, because.
You know you don't have to do that. You're already talking into the mic. You don't got to go like this.
My mom doesn't even call Aaron anymore. My mom calls Aaron.
Oh, she says horny boy.
Hey, horny boy. Hey, horny boy.
The horniest of all the boys. We got Chris over here. That's the horny boy over there. He's got a horny story to tell, but we'll talk about that later. Dude, like, so my lawyer said I gotta plead the fifth.
Or you can plead the sixth night.
Well, we got Joe. And we got Joey. Hey, somebody give Joey a mic.
Hey, we got Gangster Joey right here from the fucking Northeast, repping the 718.
Lend this guy your mic.
Hey, shut the fuck up, you wannabe gangster. You're those gangsters.
Oh, wow. You're gonna let him take that? Joey's like, hey, fool, what's up, fool? He's out in North. What's up, fool?
Danny's gonna be right here, crip walking.
Hey, chill. Hey.
Dude, so.
Oh. It's getting pretty feisty in here. There's a lot of dick sucking about to happen right now. Yo, give Joey the mic. We want to talk to Joey for a little bit. You don't want to talk?
Swing it over to Joey.
Joey, what did you do this weekend? I think you can hear from you. What did you do this weekend? What'd you get horny with? I saw you last night with that little thing over there. Getting all freaky deaky.
I think we all saw Joey with that.
You know, I was bored to Joey and I said, yo, Joey, is that your girl? He's like, yeah, I'm like, cool, because if not, I'm going to take that. You know what I'm saying?
That's weird. You had a girl, bitch.
Hey, chill. Yo, that girl was fucking weird.
Nah.
Ooh, the EP Fitness girl. She was all fucking weird.
Dude.
She was all like.
Hey, why are you calling her the EP Fitness girl when she.
You know her name?
Dude.
You remember her name?
No.
Hey, but there was nothing fitness about her.
Cindy was all like, she works at EP Fitness. And I looked at him all, bro, she don't look like she works at EP Fitness.
Hey, make sure you all tune in to at Booming Chris on Instagram.
Oh, okay, you don't want to tell us any stories, but you want to put your ad out there.
Yeah, I got to get some clout, dog.
Yo, hey, come over here. Clout. Okay, so Chris over here, we want to hear from Chris, dog, because Chris used to work in this street.
beatboxing this bitch.
Yo, dog, you used to be. You gotta tell us the craziest shit happened, dog, when you were barback.
Literally the craziest.
Bro, you that little crew of barback, bro, when you were working? Oh, y'all were fucking itty. Shut the fuck up. Yo, I wanna hear the story.
Hey, you wanna hear a horny ass story?
So, yeah. Yo,
hey, okay. Let's get with. Hey, no names. Right,
you don't gotta say names.
No, no names. No,
this is the horniest shit that ever happened. So I'm chilling. It was a Tuesday, $2 you call it at college, right?
Okay.
Minding my business.
You know, that sounds like an Aaron scene in Janky Tuesday.
And all of a sudden, she's like, I want, what'd she say? She said, put a baby in me. I'm like, wait, what?
And then did you put a baby in her?
A baby?
Did you kill that bitch after?
No, she's like, yeah, put a baby in me right now. So, bro.
So he went to Toys R Us.
So. Took this bitch to Esther's and I banged her in the fucking booth.
Yo, this girl, so this past, like, what, last week? I was hanging out with this chick, right? And then,
tap.
And you know me, I'm Mr. I don't pull out. So I was like, bang, busted. Gave her a little bit. And the next day she was like, yo, you got to buy me Plan B. And I was like, yeah, I know. And she's like, can I snort it off your dick? I was like, God damn. No,
As much as I want to be a horny boy, like, after I hear stories like this, I'm like, maybe I'm not that much of a horny boy.
What is the horniest thing that recently? No, not recently. Say it. You see what happens?
Let's do it.
This is what happens when you're a horny boy.
Jacob. You gonna say that? You gonna say
Hey, Jay, hey, get this guy a beer. Get this man a beer. All right. Well, you're hanging out. You're tuning in to the after party with Aaron Sheen. Now tell us, whose butthole did you lick this weekend? Now you don't know names. Unless you want to say a name.
No.
So you can pass her around.
I'm not going to drop no names. I'm not going to drop no things.
This guy got nervous. You know. Hey, I thought we were going to get her some beers, dog.
No, we're talking about the long butthole hair growth.
Oh. I didn't know my boy Chris was doing it personally.
A little frisky, little risky.
All right, so let's go with it. Let's go with it. Let's stay on topic.
Go ahead. Horny boy story.
All right, what are we talking about? Refresh the listeners.
So Jacob Paris, tell us about the most infamous butthole you ever licked.
Infamous.
Look at him, he's nervous. Look, everyone's in the room just like, my
Michelle, if you're listening, bye.
Later.
Infamous?
You know what? How about this? Now, tell us any story from your whole life.
From the gooch to the asshole, or what?
Oh no! Oh, tell no. us what. Tell us.
Alright, man. There's been some wild shit in my life, but
this guy's all reminiscing.
Goddamn. All right, let's go with the heart attack story.
Oh,
all right, let's go with the heart attack story. This on my life, on my mom and dad, who I love to death. All right, this is the realest story I will ever say in my life.
Okay, go ahead, Johnny Cash. Fuck, you're taking forever.
So, September 19th, 2000, whatever the fuck it was.
She looks terrifying right now.
I was for the first time in my life, I decided to eat a butt because my friends thought.
Oh, that's right,
dude. My friends thought.
You
it
told
was
me
cool.
to go. Tell everybody.
So my friends thought, oh, dude, you're gonna love it. It's the greatest thing ever. But I just couldn't find myself to do it. I was like, I would get close, and I was like, ugh, no.
You're like, dude, I don't know if I can do it.
Like, dude, that's where boo boo comes out of. Like, I'm not.
Wait, everybody in this room eats ass, right?
Well, now we do.
Joe, you yes?
Negative.
Yo, you don't gotta do it like that, like an R&B singer, dog. Don't you grind on me.
So,
it's because he's all like, he's the hype man at the club.
So I couldn't do
negative.
It. I couldn't do it. All right, back and forth. Here we go. I'm down. I'm not down. I'm down. I'm not down. So, sure enough, I end up doing it, right? Oh, my God. The best worst decision of my life.
How did, when you first put your tongue in her butthole knot, what's like the first thing that came to mind? Did at least she shower? Was like after the club?
Ew, yuck. Yeah. I felt like the Western Plainland kid all over again. Anyways, all right, whatever. So
after? Okay.
No, like an hour later, whatever. It's time to go to bed. I'm laying down in bed, and all of a sudden, dude, my chest is like pumping.
Like, you sound like Soldier Boy.
So in that time, I'm like, yo, this isn't right. She's like, no, you're good. You're being a bitch. I'm like, yeah, well, you're telling me I'm being a bitch because I just hate your asshole. Like, chill out.
Okay, and then?
Dude, all of a sudden, like, it just, something goes wrong in my fucking chest. Bam. So I wake up, and I'm like, yo, this shit ain't right. I call my sister, who's a charge nurse, UMC. Her name's Jessica Bettis. If you want to shout her out, tight.
But, shout out one time.
So whatever. So she hits me up and she's like, dude, you need to call the ambulance. So I call 911. This girl wakes up all of a sudden. She's like, yo, are you sure you're okay? I'm like, bitch, I've been telling you for the last hour.
So you
like,
spent the night at her house or what?
No, she was at my house.
And then?
She was at my house.
So it was, what did she do? How was fucking awkward as fuck? Did
dude,
you tell her to change?
She did nothing. The ambulance, everything showed up.
And then?
I was literally dying like,
and what did they tell you at the hospital? But why was it?
Dude, I was in the hospital for 7 days. So,
yo, man, you want to turn that off of me? We're on a podcast, guy. This guy's all like, hey, fuck this podcast. Fuck Karen. I'm just kidding, tell us.
One of the people at the hospital were like, oh, we got to run tests on you. I was like, all right, cool, let's run tests. Are you doing drugs? At the time, I wasn't.
You weren't that horny yet.
I wasn't that horny.
Did you take a rhino?
Sometimes I'll dabble with it a little. But at the time, it wasn't.
I did one stick of marijuana.
And, that was it, man. They were like, are you sure you're not doing drugs? I was like, I'm fucking 100% sure I'm not doing drugs. You want to drug test me? And they were like, yeah, we got to run some drug tests. Like, all right, let's run some fucking drug tests. You're going to waste your government money, but it's cool. So we ran some drug tests. I came out clean. All of a sudden, I'm there 7 days later.
And what did they tell you? What was it for?
Dude, so it ended up being...
Christian, get that mic. Joey's too quiet over here. You're going to tell us a horny boy story, too. Hey, whoa, you
give me. It's called
God,
Joey.
God damn it, Joey. We should have invited Javi instead. Just kidding, Javi. If you're tuning in right now, we love you.
Hey, this is a medical term, so it better be on mic. Are we good? We good? We picking up?
No, we good, man. We fucking
right. So this is like a super medical term. It's called
butthole, like when what happened?
It's called pericarditis.
Pericarditis, and that's real.
That's real.
And
that's
what
real.
Is it? What Google. Why was it?
I don't know. It's some shit where my fucking blood isn't pumping to my heart or some shit. I don't know. Hey, but I'm good. I'm at Union fucking Draft House 5 days a week. Holler at me. If you don't see me, find me in the center bar. I'm out there.
It's the only boy, Jacob.
Aaron! Not spitting game and not getting girls.
Hey, did you get any numbers today or what? So Jacob here took a fucking hour to get back to the bar because he was dibbing and dabbing, razzling and dazzling.
Dude, I honestly didn't get not a single number, but...
You really didn't?
No, I didn't.
You looking to sit on the little chair?
But I made some good connections.
She was pretty cute. What was her name? Daphne?
Daphne.
Oh, Daphne was. Daphne was the one that was like, oh, I'm going to tune in.
We all fucking Disney characters.
Hey, Daphne could be my duck. She can get quacked.
No, honestly, yeah.
Quack, quack. You upstairs in Jacob's room. All you hear is quack, 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 quack. You walk in, he has a fucking Daphne?
All right, well, it's time for me and Jacob Pettis to exit this fucking podcast because Aaron seems to get us both fucking killed.
First of all, we're not even asking you about anything.
Because I cannot answer any fucking questions at this time,
this
bitch.
Guy for sure can't. I don't know why we had him as a guest. Just because he's the worst. Okay, so if you guys don't know, if everybody like who doesn't really like follow our group of like friends.
Dude,
this guy's the fucking Western Playland.
A.K.A. Cincinnati famous bitch.
Yo. Yo, remember when we were, remember last Monday when we were at Union? And he's all, Aaron, who am I? And just dead ass just stares at me. And we all look at each other like, who are you?
Hey, all of a sudden, the Western Playland kid is scared to be the Western Playland kid.
Yo, he was like, yo, let's do it. I'm going to talk some shit. Ain't nothing going to stop me. You were all horny on Monday.
But when I was staring at you.
You were like, it's because I guess you were kind of like throwing it to me. You were trying to make me do, oh, it's the Western Playland kid. So you're just.
But nobody. Dead ass just went. Nobody, nobody knew what was going on. So we were like,
what the fuck? Tell us. How horny were you?
It was a fucking Wakanda man that made me horny.
Why?
AKA Mecca.
I've never seen that. I've seen this guy like plenty times horny. This guy, last Monday.
Whoa. Bitch, I tried to commit suicide.
Jumping off the fucking balcony. That wasn't last Monday. That was on Saturday.
I honestly thought Aaron was committing suicide.
I know, I got so scared, dude.
You scared me.
It's because my serotonin levels
were all
fucked up.
I thought Tubby had a cell phone. We were all trying to find Tubby's cell phone.
Fuck off.
I swear.
It's because,
Dude, Tubby hit me.
I'm not going to let this podcast indict me.
Dude, Tubby hit me up. He was like,
the warrant, give me your name.
Dude, so Tubby hit me up. He was like, hey, you home? Tubby, what's up?
Yo, who doesn't fucking follow us like that, Tubby's my dog.
Yeah.
Fat bulldog.
Tubby's our dog. So,
what?
So, hey, Tubby, what's up, dude? You good? He's like, dude, Aaron's not home.
What?
And I was like, what do you mean? And I was like, dude, I'm home. I'm good. I had some water. And then he's like, yo, were you with Aaron tonight? I was like, for a little bit. He's like, how much did he drink? I was like, I was like,
you know Aaron.
You know Aaron. He's like, all right. He's like, wait. The door's cracking open. I was like, all right, Tubby. Hey, Tubby, shoot me a text in 5 minutes. Let me know Aaron's over. All
right. You never killed the goddamn boring boy. I don't know why the fuck I always have this stupid accent. Shout out to all my rednecks out there. Fucking cousin fuckers. Anybody's gonna fuck my cousin, it's gonna be me. Have you ever fucked your cousin? Like a cousin?
Yo, Jake, like you up? Yeah, I'm up.
What? This guy's just saying his own words.
No, he's still telling the story.
Yeah, I'm up, Tubby. What's up?
Tell us.
Dude, Aaron just got home. I'm like, alright, man. Is he good? Yeah, this motherfucker just crashed into fucking his brother's car. All right, but is he home? Yeah, he's good. All right. Have you ate, Tubby? Yeah, this motherfucker gave me some fucking Peter Piper cold-ass pizza. Tubby, you're...
Beer?
I'm good.
Two beers, please. Want a beer, Joey? You good? This is a real after party. Like, we're just gonna be drinking and
bullshitting. Dude, we're literally just gonna be drinking and bullshitting.
We're about to wrap this fucking thing up right now in about five minutes because my daughter's getting home.
No, no one's even. We'll wrap it up when they get home. That way, you know, the listeners hear it.
Dude, it's fucking Monday.
One more.
It's fucking Monday.
Not Chris. Don't drop the mic like that. It picks it up.
There's no editing. There's no fixing. There's no nothing.
This is gonna go straight up like
this
that.
This is Aaron Scene's after party.
Aaron Scene's after party on a Monday. We should do this more often.
Nah, bro. You know the listeners can't handle.
I was doing fucking cocaine out of bowl.
You know the listeners can't handle a fucking.
Yo, Jake. So everybody who doesn't know, shout out to my boy Jake C.
Jake C. What up, Jake C?
One time, this motherfucker told me, he was all like, yo, I was fucking doing cocaine out of my girl's asshole. And I was like, out of her actual butthole? He's like, yeah, bro. What? Fucking sniffing little cacaps, like little caca, little pelitos go up your nose.
Hey, shit gets weird every now and then.
So what's new with you? What you been up to?
Dude, this weekend, I actually...
You've been off, huh? With the bar moving and shit?
You already know.
Fucking boozing.
You've actually respected my little hustle a little bit.
Yeah, I got you, dog.
I've been taking it easy this last week.
If y'all don't know, Jacob owns Whiskey Blonde downtown, El Paso, Texas. Oh, we're broadcasting. I'll get used to it. You know what I'm saying?
We're good.
My first episode. All right. Boozio, why are you so quiet? All
right, so Whiskey Blonde downtown.
That's the horniest story that's ever gone down at Whiskey Blonde.
Oh, shit.
Yo, he told me some good stories.
AKA Mini Dickie Williams coming right up.
This is like.
I was trying to be a Mini Dickie. So.
Mini Dickie with his Mini Dickie.
He pulled out the little Moet first.
So I'll take it down a couple notches, but.
Shout out to Dickie one time.
There's been some fun shit that's been going on.
Tell us! Why you guys are so reserved?
Alright, let's fucking go!
Let's go tell it then!
Alright, man.
I don't think I've really gotten that horny at Whiskey Bound like that. Like.
Oh, I think you have.
What's the craziest horny story you've had?
We've had plenty of horny stories.
You got one? Pass him the mic.
I think everybody has.
Muzio, don't slide it. Don't throw it.
All right.
Hand him the mic. All right,
here we go, boy.
Hand him the mic.
Right. The mic toss is gonna be super anonymous, no names, no ads, no spirits. Let's hear a little horny story.
You want to put your fucking phone on silent, right?
Let's hear a little horny story. Let's go. Let's
fucking respect it on here.
One time.
It's like he lives here. No, give Christian, cause Christian's not even talking. Yo, that's why. Give him the mic. Come on, everybody got it. It's because you guys.
All right.
When a big group of fuckboys come together, and then we've got to tell our stories to our listeners, and everybody's like, oh shit, I'm still fucking with, you know, Brandy out here. You know, she's still. I'm just kidding. Nah, I've never hooked up.
All right,
Brandy, get at me.
Well, here I am. I'm
that's my girl, but hey, she fucking wants to suck Joey's dick and shit, bro. What the fuck? She's all like, yo, tell Joey what's up, fool. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? I'll be like, yo, what the fuck? You know I want to fucking marry you, fool. You fucking out here talking all this shit.
I'm going to remain anonymous.
All right. So I know y'all have fuck around a lot. We'll leave Christian out because, you know, Christian Sydney will whoop your ass. As soon as she walk into the door, she'll whoop all ass.
All right.
I know y'all fuck a lot of the bartenders out here. Now, you're not going to say any names, but I want you to tell me the horniest.
Unless they want me to say names. I'm just kidding.
Name dropping.
Man, I'm gonna name drop every bitch on this video.
I don't think I've ever.
Episode one, we coming for you, bitches.
No, I don't think I've ever fucked any of the bartenders, dog.
How many
bartenders? Just give us a number. How many numbers? Let's see. Think about it. This is little Chris right here.
This is Chris.
This is Horny Boy, Chef Horny Boy.
I would say a solid 10 or 11 bartenders.
Damn!
Maybe more, but I can't
He's
remember.
Got weight, bro. I've fucked about.
Oh, wait. Hey, say it with your chest.
Say it with your chest, dude. I'm gonna go with a solid 6-7.
You've been working at 60 for 8 years.
And what? What are you saying?
It's all right. Cindy's going to be here, and we'll see how tough he gets when, when she gets
all of a sudden, she ain't going to be so tough.
Yo, cut the cameras. Cut the laptop. It's time to go.
It's time to go.
All of a sudden, somebody's big nuts get real little. Big nut
Chris.
Actually, all our nuts get real.
I'm going to get a ham horn for real. How many bartenders have you fucked again? 6 or 7?
I'm going to say 6 or 7.
Do you suck toes?
That's what makes
Does everybody do suck toes? What? You don't suck toes? Bro, if she got like ugly feet,
I've sucked toes.
If she got pretty feet, bro, if she got white toes, I'm nugging on them, bro. Have you ever came on a girl's feet?
No, I suck toes. I suck my own toes.
Do it.
Oh, you want to see my feet?
No, I want you to suck your own toes. No, dude, no. Get away. I don't want to fucking see your feet.
Hey, what about you? What's the horniest story you got? Come on, bro.
Aaron straight up is probably the...
I'll tell the story. The first time we came here. The first time I came to this house. And we were having a fun... Hey, get your neck! What the fuck's wrong with you?
Oh, pretty feet, though.
Oh, hey, you keep messing around. I'm a nut on those toes.
Look at this fucking shiny ass toes.
Hey, all right. I'll tell you. This game's just fucking... This is funny. Suck on them. I'll give you $1.
Shit, I'll do it for free.
Oh!
Horny.
Horny. So to our listeners who don't really like follow us like that, horny basically means like...
Horny?
Everything.
It's everything.
This girl came up to me and she's like, so what do you mean by when you say horny? Like, are you horny? And I'm like, yeah, I'm horny, but I'm also like getting horny. And I'm like, hey, getting horny.
So Michelle... But
I come on. Well, when I come on this podcast, that love stays outside the door.
So, Michelle,
ain't no love around.
I fucking hate that you guys say horny for everything. And I tell her, I was like, horny doesn't mean like dick hard horny.
I mean, it does.
It means dick hard horny.
It could mean that.
No, horny means we out here. We're horny. We're fucking having a good time. We're wilding.
Yo, we're fucking. It's horny out here.
Hey, let's get
Joey out here.
Horny.
Yo, Joey was out here, right? What happened? You alright? Yo, it's cause you see Joey over here is from Northeast, bro. So he a little sketch. Like he's not sketch, but he's always on edge.
Who's outside, fool?
After last week,
you want me to get in my quake, fool? Damn, bro, chill, you don't gotta get no quake.
Hey,
dude, I had a crazy experience.
Tell us about when you almost got fucking robbed.
It was crazy.
Or when you got cornered.
So we're there. There we were at Rowdy Beaver. Super horny. I was with you. Shout out Rowdy Beaver one time.
It's a good time.
Even though y'all didn't have security, my boy almost got fucking jumped.
Aaron seemed a little jakey.
I was horny too. I was inside.
We're always at EPTX. We're always at fucking Reno 30. We're always here. We're always there. Yo, let's go to Rowdy Beaver. We get there, all of a sudden I get fucking hustled in the fucking patio.
Yo, dude. This guy was fucking... This guy was getting too horny.
I had no cash.
And they were like, yo, and run it up. You got some dollars for me, dog?
So my bitch ass was like, my bitch ass? Well, I got cash money. I'll buy you a drink.
Yeah, you got cash app?
They were about to run them cheeks, guy.
I'll bet
they were about to run them cheeks.
They were not having it.
They were like, nah, bro, you know what we want, fool. We want. And then what happened?
You go clap. You go clap them cheeks.
Oh my god, bro. Get your fucking feet. I'm getting sick. I'm gonna sit on this side. I'm gonna get away from them nasty knickers.
It's my feet.
Like, I like feet, bro, but like not guy feet, bro. That shit just nasty. Yo, that looks like a fucking... It looks like a potato, dog.
Oh,
Potato feet aren't prettier than
a girl's feet that you suck.
Bro, I've sucked some questionable toes in my life. When I'm horny, dog, it's because, like, I didn't... That's my thing.
This is Aaron Teen's first podcast.
This is my first podcast.
Let's get weird, man.
All right, so let me tell you.
Let's do some weird shit.
Let me tell you about the fucking first time I was here at the Muzio house. This is before I even knew Muzio. I so barely when I like I knew barely getting to know Jacob. Come over.
Everybody knows him as Muzio, but
Boozio.
No, we won't talk about Christians. Because he got all mad at this.
We call him Boozio.
Nah, we call him Western Play Lankit.
Yeah,
Western
right.
Play Lankit. So I come over here to the house. We're getting a little freaky dicky. You know, we're doing some strange things. We're getting a little weird. So I've never taken, sex pills, like the extents. No, so the literally, we were having lunch that Saturday. And my boy was like, yo, dog, have you ever fucked on Viagra? And I'm like, no, dog, I've never done that. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? And he's like, yo, if you take a Viagra, you fucking not crazy. So my stupid ass was like, I can't get a hold of Viagra. I'm going to go buy some fucking extends from the gas station.
They don't even work.
No, they work, bro. Let me tell you. So my stupid ass didn't realize, like, hey, man, look, I've been getting a little freaky. My heart's racing a little bit already. My heart's like a horse ride of the Sheldon Park Casino. So I'm getting horny. I'm getting freaky. And then this girl was like, yo, come over, you know, suck my toes. Let's do this. Get weird. I said,
weird.
It was like Halloween landed like on a Monday or something. So like that Saturday was like busy. Like I was already like in my costume. And then that night I ate ass in the Palomino restroom too.
You ate ass in the restroom?
That's in every weekend.
So look, anyways, that's besides the point.
All right, no names.
This
no
girl
names.
Was like, I told this girl, hey, well, come pick me up. I can't fucking drive. Because I'm a degenerate, but I'm not going to drink and drive. Don't drink and drive, everybody. Anyways, so there I was. She calls me over. You all right? You okay, man? So I go over, bro. And I was like, oh, I got to get this racehorse up somehow. He's asleep. He's tranquilized right now. So I took one of these goddamn dick pills, bro. I took the whole fucking thing. I didn't realize you're not supposed to do that while you're getting freaky on other stuff. So there I was. My heart is beating out of my chest. I'm there. And look, man. I'm going after. I'm like, it's fucking sun's coming through. She's like, hey. She's like,
if it ain't Aaron's, you ain't scary.
So there I'm plowing her. But I couldn't even feel my weenie. I felt like a fucking corn on the cob, bro. I was just like, so like spaghetti, so whatever. We done. We got our shit over with. I'm laying there, bro. My heart was beating out of my chest, bro. To the
if y'all have never experienced your heart beating out of your chest, y'all have not lived.
I was fucking
straight up
symptoms of stroke, bro. I couldn't even I was looking at my phone, so I'm laying there for 3-4 hours, bro. You know, just rest. I'm gonna be outside with my daughter, so whatever. Right? Cool, man. Go out with your daughter, whatever. So I'm inside. Bro, I could not fucking sleep. I was like, oh my God, dude. I'm gonna fucking die. So I go home, bro. I was like, I'm gonna take some sleeping pills. Nothing, bro. I'm laying there. I'm looking at my phone. I have all these messages and fucking missed calls. And I can't fucking see. It's blurry. And I'm like, dude, oh my God, dude. I'm gonna die, dude. I'm gonna have to tell my mom. Mom, take me to the fucking doctor. Because I took dick pills and I'm
doctor, you gotta go to the hospital, goddammit.
So I was like, all right, I'm going to give it a full 24 hours. And if I still can't see in the morning, the next morning, I was like, I'm going to the ER. I was like, I'm going to. So I finally get a few hours of sleep. I wake up. I'm like, moment of truth. I was like,
moment
so
of truth.
I was like, dude, if I can't see this, bro, I'm fucked. Boom. I look at him. Fucking blessed. So blessed. I was like, I was so happy. I was like, I thought I was going to tell my mom, I've been doing weird shit all night. I took a dick pill. I took a fucking dick pill.
Call it dick pill. Call it rhinos, baby.
No, I didn't take a rhino. It was an extent. So it was all cheap. And my stupid ass, bro. It was 6 in the morning. Sun's coming out. I'll fucking weird it out. I'm like, yo, go to the gas station. She's like, okay, cool. Pulls her at the gas station. I walk in and I look dead ass, look to the cashier in the eyes.
If y'all could see Aaron Zine's face right now, this would make it.
We're gonna get on YouTube eventually.
Eventually he'll be there.
Let me get to grow pearls and make a little more money. And soccer season rolls around and I make
horny.
Horny. Anyways, dead ass walk into
the gas station, bro. And I was like, and I thought, she's like, how can I help you, mom? Where are your dick pills? She's off the right there. I was a little strange.
She gave him a Starbucks.
This podcast is not going to be my indictment. I'm not going to get indicted because of this podcast.
That was the first
time I came here to Muzio's. That was the first time. And I was shit fucking weird, bro. And
you know what's crazy is I honestly remember that day.
Bro.
Dude, I was here.
Look at Christian. He's all like, were you already dating Cindy at that time? No.
They
were getting fucking weird then. That's what we were doing.
They were.
We had bitches on the pool table. We got bitches in the living room. They getting it on. And we ain't living till 6 in the morning. It left like at 6 in the morning.
The name was Al. It rhymes with Sal. But he was here.
Also, dude, that was like, literally, I pull up right after he left. That's the day Kim walked off, huh? Like, she walked and they had to get like an Uber. Shout out to Kim and Sal. Hey, y'all want to come after party? Y'all want to be the horny boy? Y'all want to hang out with the horny boy mafia?
And
you're gonna get shouted out on this goddamn podcast.
Hey, this is
just getting nervous. Look at him. He's looking.
Yo, this is episode 1, and nobody is fucking safe.
We've been going at this for almost an hour already.
Dude, nobody is fucking safe. It's crazy.
Yo, Joey. Look, Joey's been quiet over here. I know Joey's a pimping. Joey out here pimping, bro. I see him with like a dude every night.
I think Michelle's...
They ain't all that good, but... they're better than the ones I pull. I pull like little gorditas.
Michelle's been mentioned a few times.
I like the cholas.
I'm still okay.
Hey, don't bite on my mic, fool.
Bitch.
I'm like... This was like the Mexican Trey Songz. Like.
hey, bite on my dick, don't bite on my mic.
What's a good R&B Spanish name? What's like the Mexican version of Trey?
Fucking Romeo Santos.
Santos. Y ahora tenemos el Tres Santos.
Tres puntos.
Tú te puedes hacer grind on me. Corren, take your time on me.
Yo, you guys need to check it on Aaron. Like, I can't wait till you guys have a video of this.
Yo, follow me on Instagram, Snapchat, at Aaron Scene. Go ahead and say your ad if you want to. It's at Aaron Scene. And Twitter, too. I'm a little horny on Twitter.
Booming Chris.
Yeah. All right, we get it, fucking Chris. That's the fucking second time. We haven't heard from Joey, dog. We haven't heard from Joey. Tell us. Horny. That's what happens when you hang when you're a fuckboy and you come on the podcast, you're like,
dude, like you don't know how to explain
I'm fucking with Smiley
over
here.
I really don't want to say shit on this shit. I'm really going to ruin my entire life.
She's a Northsider and she's from Lower Valley. What high school did you go to?
Irving.
That's right. Irving. You went to Bel Air.
I went to Bel Air.
Which high school did you go to? Isleta.
Where's that at?
Lower Valley Foos. Bro, I remember playing football at Isleta. And like it, you can smell Juarez.
That's it. I always say that to you, bro. You can literally smell.
You can smell it, bro.
I can always smell it. I go down there, like, okay, I can smell.
Hey, shout out Juarez one time. I love Juarez. That's my shit. But I'm like,
I fuck with Juarez. Juarez is dope.
So tell us, Joe, you're not getting out of this.
$7 Plan Bs, $2 tacos.
Yo, and then the Don Julio, like you can get like the 70, like a bottle for like $50, bro.
56.
You get that shit $50 at whiskey.
What whiskeys?
Blonde.
I know, but nobody goes to whiskey. Jacob knows I'm always there.
I live there.
Hey, chills, I'm doing it. You know, he's picking it up.
Well, pick me up, dog.
Hey, I want to pick you up, fool.
Hey, so, I don't know. All I know is Aaron Scene's about.
Well,
so dude, all right.
Tell me, go ahead.
I was about to say, you're asking everybody the questions.
Because everybody's so quiet.
All right.
You're horny.
Because
you guys are over here like, oh man, I'm going to lose all my hoes. You know what the great part is? All my hoes left me in 20. They dropped me. They left my ass in 20.
That's a good thing about me. Is I ain't scared of
Yo, we ain't scared. I'm out here, Michelle.
Hey, where's the edit button, though?
Hey, I'll clear some of these names. Click, 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 click. Anyways.
All right.
Interview me.
All right. So, I think it's time for me to interview Aaron.
Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm ready, man. Real me.
I know this. I know. All right. I'll be real.
What happened at the Rowdy Beaver restroom,
dude? I'll be honest.
No, I don't remember.
I'll be honest. This motherfucker has no filter, so I really don't know what the fuck to interview him about. Interview him about, but I'm gonna come up with some shit. So,
come on, go ahead,
dude. So last Sunday, Rowdy Beaver.
How did I do? Dude, that's the thing. I don't remember. Like, I was so fucking tanked.
We were so tanked.
What they told me for, I was sucking on tongues, fool. I don't give a fuck, right? I probably suck a dude's tongue. Have you ever fucked a dude?
Nah.
Nah, but I've been thinking about pulling an Aaron Hernandez, fool. Hey, what did you think of the documentary?
Honestly, I thought that little fucking squirmy little fucker was just pretending.
Dude, he was weird, bro. Like, he was all like, me and Aaron, me we and used to get freaky and dude, smoke weed.
Dude,
I'm like, yo, Dennis, you look like you smoke crack, my guy.
Dude, I thought he was talking about Aaron Sean the whole time. Shit, I was like, yo,
hey, I'll try. Hey, the way I see it is, look, you ain't never sucked a dick. How do you know you don't like it?
Hey, if you don't come,
Chris,
you
have you ever sucked a dick? You ever sucked a dick? He's all like, nah. What told you? What you hear, fool? What you hear? What told you? Mecca told you? I wanted to taste the dark chocolate. Look what I got. So now you fucking.
Hey, don't catch my boy off guard.
Yo, I can't wait till we have Mecca and Chris on, bro. Mecca, Mecca's
that's gonna be the game.
Shout out to Mecca one time. That's gonna be the game. That fool's a. Remember that one horny boy after party? That's why that Jacob was my first guest. This just got his fucking nasty. Joe, I dare you to suck on one.
Those are not pretty to who?
No, get the mic. Why do you keep putting it down?
I'm fucking done with this shit. Fuck. Dog, those are not pretty to who.
Alright, we're gonna confirm that Christian's scared right now.
He's already clean. Look, 10 more minutes. 10 more minutes? Don't worry.
Oh, you don't care. You ain't
clean. He's all clean around. I'm careful. He has his curly rolls in his hair already.
All I know is I want the first episode to be deep down and dirty. Let's get dirty with this episode.
Go ahead, interview. You're going to interview me. You're touching him. Stop.
Stop touching him.
I don't know why, dog, but like guy feet like just gross me the fuck out. I don't want to look at guy's feet.
What about guy heat?
Hey, I got some heat for you right here, pal.
Yeah, I see that fucking chili on your shirt.
So, go, Joey.
All right.
Go ahead.
Let's get down to business. Let's do a podcast.
Go ahead. Let's do a podcast. Go ahead, interview me.
Aaron, tell me. You fucking horny motherfucker.
Why?
Dude.
Tell me.
You're probably going to be the fucking reason that I'm going to be single till I'm about 36. Let's just be real. Honestly, let's just be real.
Hey, he even said, I started hanging out with you, Aaron, and I got more pushy. That's what he said. Girl, you come to my hotel. You can come back to Muzio's. I'm going to put it in your butthole.
And I'm going to let your friend watch too.
I love it.
Oh, yo, we're killing it right now.
All right. You see, this is what the podcast is about.
Hey, this is what. Hey, cheers. Explosive. Let's cheers.
Hey, let's cheers. Hey, let's cheers, be cheers. Real, but let's be trill.
Just be trill, huh? All right. So, Jacob, out here. All
right. Besides Aaron's fucking $3.99 fucking Nike hat.
Actually, it's $12.99. I got that Marshalls. All
right, let's get real.
Hey, dude, I got broke boy money. I shop at Marshalls. Man.
So you know I stopped going into Palomino after 1:30. Because after 1:30, I cannot be seen.
What is the fucking craziest thing? Because I've done some weird shit in that Palomino restaurant.
Oh, I know. That's why I stopped going in at 1:30.
I had a little gordita one time. The second night Palomino was open. No, second or third night.
I was managing. I was managing at that time.
Yeah, you were still managing.
Yeah, shit was super dope.
Yo.
Because when you're a manager, all of a sudden you get titles. Ah, shit used to be super dope back then.
Tell us the best story when you were a manager.
My name is Christian Estrada, and I'm gonna tell you some crazy ass stories. So
you were a manager. I fucking saw you like plenty times, horny.
Oh, dude, horny.
That's when you were with go ahead, turn it. Shout out to Wendy one time.
Yo, now we already name dropped everybody else. We're gonna leave Wendy out of it.
Yo, if everybody know who Wendy is, bro. Sorry, and this little Mexican right here is her kryptonite, my guy.
So
Wendy's like Superman, and this right here, this is Krypton right here. She's all, hey, Wendy's sitting there at the restaurant. Oh my God, he's coming.
And then it's just a little Mexican. This little.
Si tú quieres que te coma.
Hola, hola, Wendy. Soy yo, Jacobo.
Tell us, why are you so scared?
This is terrifying.
We're just scared.
Was all
you see, my host left me in 2019. I ain't got a girl. I ain't got nothing. I got nothing to lose.
So terrifying.
The podcast is literally all I have now. All
right, there's so much shit running through my head, but
we thought you were dead earlier.
So,
you done some things in the Palomino restaurant.
Oh, of course I have.
But, should I name drop her too? No. Nah, we'll leave her out. I like her. She's cool. When you're done with her, you pass her to me.
Jonathan, Kayla, I know I paid my tab that night, so we good. Alright, so probably the craziest thing that's ever happened to me while I was managing was...
Man, you guys are so scared.
Nah, I'm not scared.
I'm scared. I'm scared.
I'm scared as fuck.
So we one of
why
the,
are you scared?
One of the tills...
You haven't even told us any stories.
All right. One of
oh, this guy was hooking up with Yasmin the other day. This guy was look at him. This guy was tongue tying her to a fucking pole, my guy. He was all like, I'm gonna show her the horny way. And I look over and I always wanted to fuck Yasmin, and now Joey had a fucking tongue in her mouth. Thanks a lot, Yasmin. You fucking ruined it. You could have had a beautiful fucking family. Instead, you wanted. Look, I should have been a fucking hood boy, dog. Instead, I fucking went to school and got good grades, and now nobody. Now it's, I just get the gorditas and
hey,
shit.
In case nobody
hey,
knows,
the gorditas one time.
In case nobody knows, Aaron Teen has his fucking degree.
Hey, I'm a fucking smart horny boy.
He's really nice.
I still haven't finished paying off my last semester of school, so I don't have my degree yet. But hey, so did you? You went to fucking school too?
Yeah, bitch, I got my degree, but I still owe $24,000.
Bro, I've still owe like $18,000 in loans, like $5,000 in another loan. I still like $1,000 from school.
Dude, that's about three good weekends.
I'm like, partying, drogas,
party,
loans,
party, mortgage, hey, party
with bitches, count my green, hundreds of fifties. Biggest titties. Simon, let's party, homes.
Yo, that you know who that the little Mexican looks like? Chris. Because they're both like tiny.
Bend the wire.
Hey, my fucking boy Chris did time in the clink, my guy. He's hot. Hey, I think if
hey, anyone... that's for the next podcast.
He did real time. He did the fake time.
He was out. Dear Mama,
dear Mama, it's hard in here. It's cold.
He had a tablet.
I miss your tortillas. Be home soon. Love always, Chris.
Cristiano.
Little keys, big keys, big keys, little keys.
Yo, I was over at my fucking grandma's the other day. She's like, mijo, te estás poniendo gordo. She's all like, te pareces a Nacho Libre. Dije, fuck off, grandma. You better leave me this fucking... My grandma, she wasn't wearing a bra. She was fucking titties swinging. My grandma's a freak, bro.
Yo,
I don't like to fucking... My mom, I overheard my mom one time. And she was my mom was talking about my grandma. My grandpa getting freaky. I'm like, ugh, like, take that shit over there, bro. I don't fucking hear that shit. I want to imagine two old, bogged, skinned, all skin and all the
Hey, that's why we're different. Because I do.
Why are you scared? Dude, don't put your hand over it. It's picking up everything.
Dude, they're so
you're about to pick up this fucking dick,
bitch.
There
you go. Yeah. That's the most I fucking heard him say all fucking podcast long. I don't know, bro. Hey, I understand Chris over here.
What is it to be? Hey, Jacob's going to be like, yo, did I really say all that shit on the podcast? Hey, Aaronson, can you fucking...
Oh, I'm going to upload it tonight.
You're about to... I'm like...
I don't know how I'm going to upload it, but it's going to go up there. I can make some edits, but I'm not going to.
All I cared about was making sure.
Why? You're scared or what? Go for it. Say it. Why? Okay, so you would say something. You want me to edit it out. So why would you say it to begin with?
Dude, not if I'm on the mic.
That's not horny. That's why I wanted Jacob. Because Jacob's the horniest boy this shot.
Jacob's
shit.
A guy that just doesn't give a fuck. And then in the morning, he'll start crying in my room.
Tell us about the last time you did blow, Muzio. Look at his face.
It was about 14 months.
Four scores and 10 years ago. My nostrils tasted freedom.
14 and a half minutes ago, my boy just hit the fattest line he's ever hit.
Months.
Yo, he put it on his steak right now, dog.
Moves your foot like this.
Hey, Aaron, who am I?
Who?
Dude, honestly, I'm not a fan of cocaine. I just like the way it smells.
Hey, I've never even done cocaine, bro.
Me neither.
My mom's listening right now. My mom knows I'm a horny boy.
Shout out, Mom.
Shout out to my mom one time. Chris, tell us. Tell us your horniest story, Christopher.
My horniest story is getting a new daughter, and I'm going to bed.
Getting a new daughter?
And I'm going to bed.
What happened to the old one?
Fuck, that didn't make no sense. Never mind.
That's how you stay on the mic.
Hey, you can wait.
What happened to the old one? Yo, before you started dating Cindy, who's your ex? No, for real, I don't know who. Oh, you used to date that,
Don't say names. I only dated one other girl before Cindy, and nobody knows.
The one with the Instagram girl. We'll call it Instagram. Because she, you know, she has a lot of followers on Instagram. Never mind.
Nobody knows her. Nobody knows her.
I'm going to look her up.
Nobody knows her.
Since you're not going to tell us, I'm going to look it up.
The girl I dated before Cindy was Yolanda.
All right, there you go. That's all you got to say.
After that, nobody else existed.
All right. Muzio. Look, man, I'm not trying to indict you. I'm not trying to get you.
It's a true fact.
Muzio, this podcast is an after party.
Yes, it's a true fact.
It's about bullshitting, telling us horny stories, talking about Cincinnati. You went to Cincinnati this week? You were there on Saturday, weren't you?
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
It was fucking packed.
And then what happened, though? What stood out to you?
Nothing? I ran into five girls I was talking to at once.
Damn.
And Cindy fucking started talking shit to all
five
girls.
Damn.
I heard it was six, but I...
Hey, did you go to Cincy or no? Did you go to Cincy?
When, this weekend?
This weekend?
This weekend?
Yeah.
No, I actually behaved.
Yo, tell us.
The worst thing where you can't even fuck your...
Hey, tell us about Jim.
Huh?
Tell us about Jim.
Jim or Jim?
Well, I go to Planet Fitness.
All right, let's go. It's a podcast.
That's why I like... You see, unlike you...
All right, Christian Muzio's out. This podcast is long too gone.
All right, hey, don't slam it. Just
yo, so Thursday, I really didn't know that they give you extra coins.
That what?
I didn't know that Planet Fitness gave you extra coins.
For what?
If you want to sit on the massage chairs.
Yo, go away, Muzio.
Oh.
So you said you were going to bed. Go put your corn rolls.
Go
your curling rolls.
Yeah, it's Martin Luther King Day, you idiot. Go put your
corn rolls. Oh, it is Martin Luther King Day, huh? Were you off from working on?
Let's go in on Martin.
Shout out to MLK, my boy, one time.
MLK, dude. Thank you, MLK.
You kind of look like MLK, like a Mexican version.
Dude, so...
Like a short, ugly Mexican version.
But he had one dream, and that dream was for...
MLK got pussy, though.
Dude, MLK... I don't know why everybody, like, protects his rep. Like, you know MLK was fucking some bitches.
Oh, Yo, he was. I mean, who the fuck wouldn't want to fuck MLK?
And he's 60s? Black. And he's black.
He'd probably be like, "Kaylin, I have a dream.
I have a dream.
I'm getting closer to that dream.
I can't.
Oh, God damn dream.
I've came twice in this dream.
All right, get off me, bitch. My wife coming home in 10 minutes. Get out of my house.
Joey, get on this mic real quick.
I got to go speak in D.C.
10 minutes. 10 minutes. Hurry. I got to pee. Hurry.
Come on, Joey.
Hurry.
Come on. Chris, come on. Someone.
Wow. Wow.
Why? Where's no? We want to catch singing here. Already? 5 more minutes. 5 more minutes. All right. So, all right. Come on, Joey.
We got to wrap this shit up anyways.
Let's, yeah, let's just talk about something. Moose is not going to do anything.
He's
anyways,
not.
So what's up with you, Joey? What'd you do this weekend?
Who or what?
Who? When? You go to Cincy?
Yeah, I did.
What, Friday? Cincy.
And Saturday.
And Saturday. And Sunday?
I think I fucking lived there in practice.
I fucking practically lived there, dog.
For the last 3 weeks, my life has been Cincinnati.
But I work Cincy 3 nights a week, and I'm on Cincy at least 2 other extra nights a fucking week. Just fucking moves.
Something wrong with me. And what'd you do? What'd you do last? So last night I went to Wallflower. What did you do?
Cause I left.
You were still there at Whiskey Blonde. I was tanked. I was like, I'm quiet. Cause Muzio started blowing my phone up. He's like, where are you? Where are you? Like, my fucking girlfriend. So I went back to Wallflower. What did you do?
Did you do any drugs?
I'm not gonna get indicted on this podcast. I did have a good time. This podcast will not hold as an indictment. Christian, that's it. All right, everybody. Well, that does it for our first inaugural episode of Aaron Scene's After Party.
Next week is going to be at a bar.
Next week, I'm having Jenica says she's coming on. I'm having Jenica and Amber. I'll probably have like 3 bartenders. Bro, nobody said Jenica. Oh, you hit Jenica, huh? Yeah! Let me clap them Jenica cheeks, bar.
We are.
You want to keep going?
No.
You want to wrap it up, Ergie? All right, fine. Hey, thank y'all for tuning in to the Aaron Scene After Party. Jacob, my gracious co-host for the... Oh, I'm trying to unmute the mic. There we go. Here you go. Oh, here, get the mic. Say goodbye, Jacob. Say your goodbyes.
Oh, it's Jacob. It's been a pleasure. It's been an honor.
Figure that out. What's your at?
At Jacob X Bettis, Instagram, Twitter.
Jacob X Bettis.
What else I got? Instagram, Snapchat. Twitter. Oh, Snapchat. Grindr. No.
Grindr.
Hey, Snapchat's a little different. It's JXBettis21. But Grindr is SexyDaddy69. No, I'm just kidding. Follow me. Instagram, Twitter, whatever. Hey, Aaron and I are going to be doing some crazy shit.
Next week? You want to host with me and Jacob?
We're about to get...
In about 3 weeks, he'll be hosting.
Hey, this is going to be a weekly thing, so...
Next week, I'm having Jen. I'm going to try to get Will Hernandez.
Yeah, shit's going to get a little weird.
He's pissed Tavi off. Now he's not going to talk to me, so he's not going to fucking... he told me, he's like, y'all can get him on the podcast.
Hey, as weeks go on, it's going to get a little hornier. But we'll be there. We'll be square.
So next week, you're going to host with me. You got Jenica Amber. Yo, what's your at? Send me your at real quick. Yo, Joey, I don't know what, like, Joey got, like, that hood look. That's why girls like this fool.
Joey just gets scared. I am a fucking terrible.
Go ahead. Say it. Send your ad.
My ass, OTBKJ. That's it. It's
fine. All right. Hey, Chris, you want to say anything else?
Chris, come here, Chris. Hey, shout out Kim and Isabel. Shout out to my boy bitches.
Yo, horny boys. Hey, horny boy mafia. And it's been real. All right, let's go. Later. Oh!